She asked herself from the inside out, when does the war end? The war of art and the war on drugs, the war on sexuality and the war against countries, the wars in families and the war on poverty and the wars in schools. The wars are everywhere. All the people are scared because they don't feel safe, but they don't realize they're part of the problem because all they do is complain about things. They sit back and relax and crack open a beer or have a glass of wine and watch the evening news around dinner time. Or they go online and read about all the hard times and then they talk about it like it's a damn shame. They say things like, did you see what happened in the news today? Did you hear about that shooting? Did you hear about what's going on with that crazy guy at the mall and how he did that stupid thing? Did you hear about so-and-so and what he did when he was in high school? And then their friends complain back and they say things like, yeah, I saw that. Cause I couldn't believe someone could do such an evil deed. And then you and your friends go off and complain even more about the same shit to your other friends. And that's how wars spread. That's how the global pain gets bigger. And that's what keeps the cycles going. And that's what's keeping the fear going. And that's what's bringing the global frequency down. That's why so many people are killing themselves. That's why social media is loaded with spam and fake accounts. And that's why you can't get an MRI to save your life. And that's why gas prices are so damn high. And that's why I love, love, love to get high. It's just that I don't see the point in participating with the complaining about all the wars going on in the world, because I'm more interested in the war within myself more than anything else. And Mary Jane just helps me rise above all the chaos humans love to talk about. Because me and Mary, we talk about how to become the best version of myself. So maybe one day before the hand of God takes me, I might just rise above and become a reflection of light and love. So needless to say, we meditate a lot. And most of the time we don't say too much. Instead, we get still. We listen to the silence in the background. We daydream about some really glorious things. We hold hands and we slow dance. And I just think that if more humans turned off the